All right. Hello, Tyler Bryden here. Recovering from a steamy weekend. Thank you, Canada and Mother Nature, for some nice weather. Glad to see some sun and enjoyed it in the backyard. Coming back into another week. Interesting, fun time we're in. So a couple things that I want to talk about here today. One of the things that's sort of a consistent in my life that I've talked about is this this all-in-one podcast. And they had a big one this week after taking a week off talking about marketing. They got back to it, and obviously, again, a very interesting time in this. I like the timestamps. They broke it down about how, I mean, there's some firms who are not performing well, some historic losses, and then how employees should protect themselves in downturns like this, especially ones who are have a bunch of equity in the company and they're in different stages of growth within that company, and then a lot of sort of like macro trends and comparing themselves to the great recession. And the fun thing was, well, first of all, the fun thing was Friedberg roasting everyone at the start, some vicious hits on some of those guys, which was great. I had a good laugh. And, you know, sometimes you put these people that you who have found success, you put them up on a pedestal, and it was nice to see another one of them, I guess, dismantle that. So they had their summit in Miami, I believe. Is it still going on? Yeah, 15th to the 17th. So it's starting here with a bunch of talks, a bunch of great speakers, and you know, it's very, you know, I'm really interested to see what comes out of it as someone who's a big fan and who has followed along. And the tweets have started to now come out showing what's happening here. So some, lots of poker based on my poker the other night. I'm glad I'm, you know, I would just embarrass myself there. So no need for that. But people traveling, some nice shots of Jason and Jamal seeing each other in person, and just a lot of good stuff. So definitely at one point, it sounds like they probably won't do this again, at least we'll see after this, but would definitely be great. I'm sure there's a lot of great networking there, probably some alpha energy, but they did do their best to try to break it down a little bit by some gender and stuff here as well. So just something I thought is pretty interesting for anyone who you are fans of this. There were a couple points that stuck out to me, really resonated throughout that conversation. And it was actually a tweet that came, I feel like, a little bit of a super fan here, but I just think they have great perspective at a high level of dealing with all the companies that they're interacting with. And it was talking about, high growth and moderate burn will get funded. Startups with moderate growth and high burn will not get funded. So there's sort of this axis or this graph that you can play out, and you can say, you know, if you have low growth and high burn, you're done. If you're in these sort of separate camps, you have some success towards continuing funding. And then if you're not, then you're most likely not going to be able to raise, or it's going to be at very unfriendly terms. And I think this was something that Sachs said here in this tweet and also in this podcast, which is that it might shock founders in this second category, the moderate growth and high burn, that they won't get funded. But times are changing, and there was an amazing article about with SoftBank sort of losses in the first quarter, that it's the end of an era for VCs. And I think what we're seeing here is, if you are not an elite and exceptional company, which has generally been the trend in venture funding, and then that was broken throughout the last few years, your likelihood of continuing to raise rounds of funding, especially at friendly terms, is over, at least temporarily. And so what then you're responsible for doing is obviously increasing growth and then cutting burn as much as possible. And we've had to take steps here in our own business to do that. And as painful as it is, it's an important part to extend the life of the company and get you the path to solve any problems or hone in on the things that you need to hone on, and to make that sort of a formula work out. And generally there's a idea that it takes a few years to even fix a company, and whether it's company debt or technical debt, whatever that is, it has a time to actually be fixed. It can take time. And so there's a lot of companies that don't have that long to fix these problems. And unless they execute in just a supreme fashion and manner over the next few months, 6 months, year, there's going to be a lot of companies that we're going to see go down here. And I think that's only, I think we're still in the early stages of this, and more is going to come out. I think the reporting that comes out a quarter two that basically seems like it will confirm we're in a recession, that will be another signal or another moment where this just becomes more and more profound, more and more clear. So what came from that too was this very interesting discussion about how companies that are exceptional are the ones where that money will go. And they used an example in this podcast about Stripe, and it makes sense, just a fantastic company, about investors have nowhere to put their money because they need to deploy it. But because these companies, many of these companies aren't hitting these metrics, they're not going to have the likelihood to survive, it's not going to hit the portfolio numbers that they need, they're going to try to go and put money into some of these companies. And the thing is most of these companies are already well-funded. They're great founders. They're trying not to dilute their company. They're trying to keep only, you know, the best investors on capital, on cap tables. So there'll be investors going to these companies and saying, hey, we want to put some money in. And these companies are going to say no, especially in a time when valuations are deflated, and why would they, if they don't need cash, take on money on most likely a valuation that is not the astronomical valuation that they believe they deserve or they could have raised at. They're just going to keep going through. They'll most likely cut some of their own burn, or they'll just turn on some of the levers there for growth. So I think there's a really fascinating interplay of where money flows over the next little while. Excited to sort of keep on this trend. And there was another point that Friedberg mentioned in this episode about a lot of companies. There's this idea of there's all this dry powder. Dry powder being money that needs to be deployed, that is reserved to be deployed into portfolio companies. And this has happened before, but what happens when investors have deployed this money into portfolio companies is that they've had losses. And so it's almost like the sunken cost fallacy of, I have this money, I don't have companies that I want to invest in completely new, so I'm going to reinvest in the companies that I've already invested in. And typically there are some bias, there's some emotional, there's personal relationships built in that. And they, you know, they think, this company's struggling because of the conditions, so I'm going to put some more money into them. These underperform quite spectacularly, be, you know, 50% loss kind of thing. So we're going to see that emerge over the next little bit too, as these investors look to deploy, you know, the largest pool of capital ever created to deploy some on very short timelines, which is pretty fascinating. And just to sort of elaborate this example, one of the things I wanted to highlight was a company that has been funded that I've followed for a little bit here, stumbled across them, and it shows to me that money flows to the cream of the crop. So led by LinkedIn co-founder Reid Hoffman, and then DeepMind member Mustafa Suleiman, and he, like, man, the amount of papers, the amount of like citations that he has is insane. Some of the work that he's done in AI, and then you've got obviously Reid Hoffman, just to me a legendary entrepreneur. LinkedIn being one of my favorite platforms, one that we'll share this video on later, and looking at human computer interaction, something I'm completely fascinated and in love with. And so they've, I guess, in a way, come out of stealth with a $225 million raise in equity financing. And I think it speaks to this flow of money going to the best people or the most proven people. And so with this, it went to Infleqtion. And so Infleqtion, interesting, you know, very short on details right now, but looking at language and how humans and computers can understand it and then interact, and then even like from a contact us, this just takes you to an email, and if you're interested in working there, they don't even have don't even have like defined roles. It's just looking for people that are interesting. So if you are, you know, interested in this kind of stuff, I definitely think it's a worthwhile company to take a look at and follow. To just come out with that big of a raise is amazing, and it speaks to, again, the where the money's flowing and the kind of founders and the vision and the team that is being put together here. So the last piece that I wanted to talk about, this is just sort of a fun, but stumbled across this album. I think they were actually there. So they performed on Saturday Night Live, Arcade Fire, great band, been around for a long time. But for some reason, this one just hit a little harder. Some beautiful messaging in this album here, and very thematically grouped together with some amazing transitions and the tempo switches between the band and everything. It really truly is an incredible album. I'll maybe do a little bit of a deeper dive on it, but if you're looking for some new music this week, it is a recommendation that I have. It's only 40 minutes, 10 songs, but definitely has some pretty inspiring moments in it. Then I can't say anything more about it. I have nothing else to say around it. So this is the start, kicking off the week as always. Lots of you know, just interesting stories that will continue to emerge this week. I've got some things that you know, I've continued to share and I'm interested in. One of the things that I'm thinking about here is like, how can I? It's obviously localized, but you know, I start to look at, okay, we're coming up into June here. Even the last couple of weeks of May, there's events here in Toronto. What are the great events for the tech community, specifically looking at that? And maybe trying to share this through video form, but also with some links. Couple other things that you know, just sort of following as I'm posting to YouTube here. What is, you know, what am I seeing? What am I learning from this? Is there any traction? Is there anything? So sharing a little bit about that journey as well too. And then lots of other things just happening personally, professionally with Speak AI. I have a couple of things that are coming out over the next week that I'm excited to share. And as always, you know, almost at the end of the week, I almost feel like I got nothing more to say. And then so much, you learn so much over the weekend, so much happens, so much changes, that you come back with a fresh mind, with a fresh palate, and you're happy to do this again. So thank you as always for checking this out. Hopefully there was a good insights. If there's anything that you'd like me to sort of talk about or address in these, please feel encouraged to let me know. I live for that and love the feedback. And I hope you have a great rest of the day. Thank you so much.